This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Shots, but the fourth most minutes, or fifth, you know, like, he can put up more shots than most people. I think he should be coming off the bench appropriately with the second unit and putting in on a really good team, like on these Lakers, right? You'd want him on that level team, on these Clippers, on these Raptors. You'd want him as a spark off the bench, tough guy, plays with an edge, etc. You don't want him in as one of your lead wings, right?
If the Grizzlies are ever competing for a Western Conference title, Dylan Brooks better not be your third best player. I've always thought that. I didn't disagree with the contract, because I thought it was perfectly reasonable given who he is, but the role is unreasonable for who he is. And the role on a team that's below 500 trying to finish eighth, I guess Dylan Brooks could be your third best player. But Dylan Brooks, I've never thought for a second that the Grizzlies' future was tied to whether Dylan Brooks is on this team or not. Like, the Grizzlies will become what they're going to become based on what John Morant becomes, based on what Jaren Jackson Jr. becomes. And somebody else who might not even be on the roster right now, but that's somebody else who's going to dictate what the Grizzlies become, it cannot be Dylan Brooks.
GP, thanks very much. Appreciate it. We'll talk to you soon.
Bye.
We will take a break, come back. Chris Harrington will join us next. Then Fishman. We're going to talk about the vaccine. There is a vaccine. Russia beat us to it. And we'll talk to him about that as well. Harrington, then Fishman. It's Jeff Dawkins Show on a Tuesday.
Until she went to Triumph Bank the other day, Naya had never set foot in a bank. Naya just graduated from Freedom Prep. She's been a big part of the inner city rugby program. Naya started making a little money from her job at Girls Inc., but she didn't even have a checking account. And that's where Triumph Bank stepped in to help. They set Naya up with a checking account and her very first debit card. They showed Naya how easy it is to do their online banking with their mobile app. Not only that, the folks at Triumph decided to work with inner city rugby to teach more young people like Naya about financial literacy so they can feel more confident and can start to build brighter financial futures for themselves. Naya is the first of dozens in the program who will benefit from Triumph's personal touch. You can benefit too, of course. Triumph offers that same personal touch to everyone who steps through their doors. So go to their website at triumphbank.com. They're invested in the community and in making banking easy for you.
Consumer investigator Andy Wise here. I've always warned you against third-party extended warranties or service plans. They can leave you high and dry without any of the protections you paid for. You should trust a local service company's maintenance plan instead. I've checked them out, and the best one in the Mid-South is the Choate's HVAC Fam Plan. Lauren Choate's here. Lauren, tell us about the Fam Plan.
Andy, think of the Choate's Fam Plan like your family buying a membership to our family's consumer protection.
Like what?
Like a 40-point heating and air inspection twice a year with 20% off your parts and repairs, and up to 2 pounds of Freon every year.
Anything else?
Try a 95-point plumbing inspection with an annual free drain cleaning.
Okay, here's where the Choate's Fam Plan really gets me. You drop all service charges with the Fam Plan.
Yep.
And Choate's Fam Plan members get priority service from the line with all the benefits of your longer warranty.
Right, for just $24.99 a month.
Folks, this is the most consumer-friendly maintenance plan in the market. The Choate's Fam Plan puts your family first.
Learn more at choateshvac.com, and remember, let our family serve your family.
As you get back to business, small things can make a big difference. Like marking safe distances with floor tape and posting reminders to wash hands. As always, Grainger is here to help. Offering supplies and solutions for every industry. Free access to product specialists, 24/7 support, safety recovery guides, and more. It's part of our commitment to help you adapt and recover in these challenging times. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Dell supports America's entrepreneurs during Small Business Month with all you need to office anywhere. Save up to 45% on computers and servers with Intel Core processors. Upgrade to new modern devices with Windows 10. Plus, save on top-brand tech while enjoying free shipping on everything and special financing with Dell Business Credit. Call 877-ASK-DELL to talk to a Dell Technologies advisor who can help you find the tech that's just right. That's 877-ASK-DELL or visit dell.com/smallbusinessdeals.
The way Paul Cowers phrased it to me is, it's on full blown, no holds barred. And he was talking, of course, about O'Call's semi-annual sale. It'll never be better than it is right now, with savings on all spring and summer merchandise throughout the store. Women's clothing is 50 to 70% off. Men's clothing is 30 to 50% off. And there's new merchandise arriving every single day. I'd go just to check out the brand new performance knit shirts. Brand new patterns, brand new styles. It's still hot out there, isn't it? Now is the time to get the performance knits you need. As for me, my eldest son Ben celebrated his 23rd birthday the other day, and I've already promised I'll take him to the semi-annual sale. His wardrobe needs some freshening up as he starts a new job after college. Plus, we'll get some new five-pocket pants by Brax and by Peter Millar. Whatever you need, there's simply no better time to stop in and see your friends at O'Call. It is their semi-annual sale, and it's no holds barred.
Get more with McDonald's 4 for $4. It's a full meal that includes a tasty sandwich, chicken McNuggets, fries, and a medium drink for just $4. And now, McDonald's 4 for $4 comes with plenty of sandwich options to choose from, like the fiery hot and spicy McChicken or the classic McChicken you love. McDonald's 4 for $4. Swing by and get yours today. Prices and participation may vary.
Looking to balance your work life and virtual learning for your children? Want to work for a great manufacturing company with outstanding benefits and a competitive wage in Memphis? Apply today online at BryceCorp.com. Bryce Corporation is accepting applications for second shift machine operators and assistants. Your benefits include, but are not limited to, medical, dental, vision, and retirement. Don't wait. Apply now at BryceCorp.com. That's BryceCorp.com.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say play 92.9 ESPN. Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios. Invested in our communities. Making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
The purpose of a man.
Now, it's Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian on the Grizzlies and beyond. Every weekday around 10 a.m.
Chris Harrington joins me now. Chris, what are we listening to and why?
That is The Game of Love, a 1965 hit by the sort of one-hit wonder hit by the band Wayne Fontana and the Mindbenders. I'm a little late, but Wayne Fontana passed away late last week. He's in his 70s, died of cancer. So sending that out to him. His real name is not Wayne Fontana. It's something else. He's British, but he chose the name, named himself after Elvis Presley's drummer, DJ Fontana.
Wow. Wow. By the way, while we have, if you enjoy the Chris Harrington musical selections every day on this show, and who doesn't, for some, the very highlight of the show every day is whatever Chris happens to come up with musically, you can get more of that because I see on Twitter you're going to have a radio show.
I am. The new radio station that's launching in Crosstown. I'm WYXR, your Crosstown radio. It's going to be a community station that's going to launch in the fall, broadcasting out of Crosstown Concourse. Daily Memphian is a partner with the station. My show is nothing to do with the Daily Memphian. It's strictly a individual, like, hobby kind of thing. But I will be doing a music show from 4 to 5 p.m. every Thursday afternoon starting in October.
And what's the theme of this music show?
I'm calling it Post-War Pop, and my theme is that every week there will be all music from a specific year, sometime post-World War II, before the 21st century, so like 1946 through 2000, I guess. And I'm not going to go in order. I'll bounce around, but, you know, maybe I'll do 1958 one week and 1987 the other week. And
are you going to
we'll
talk a
around.
Lot, or are you just going to play music? In other words, are you going to tell us about these songs that you're going to play? How are you going to do this?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be mostly music, but I'll be doing your typical
right.
DJ, you know, introducing the songs and giving some context and keeping it moving, yeah.
Well, that's fun. You also, by the way, did another entry in the Essential Memphis Library while I was gone, I believe. What was that? That was...
Yeah, we did a little test run on that in the spring, and now we're going to bring it back to say mostly every Monday. It'll be a Monday column, but, you know, it may dip out some weeks, but mostly every Monday. And this week I did Hot Buttered Soul by Isaac Hayes, which was his second album and the one that made him a star. Did that on Monday because Monday was the anniversary of Isaac Hayes' death.
And what was the significant? What is Hot Buttered Soul?
That's the album that made him a star. It was his. Isaac Hayes had been a songwriter and session player, behind the scenes guy at Stax, and he made one album in 1968 that nobody really cared about. People still don't really care about that much. And then they made a second album that was sort of an afterthought for Stax in terms of their release schedule, and he suddenly became a huge star, like out of nowhere with that album. And it was sort of, to me, the first record that transitioned sort of 60s soul, which was very singles-oriented, short radio songs, and to the 70s soul, which was more conscious, like album-making. He was sort of a precursor to what Stevie Wonder and Marvin Gaye and some of those people did in the 70s.
All right, people can read that at the Daily Memphian. I have retweeted Chris's tweet of that earlier today. So, all right, onward to the Grizzlies. Big game today against the Celtics. You have a piece up. I've retweeted that as well. People can find it at the Daily Memphian, dailymemphian.com, or on my Twitter, on Chris's Twitter. Among the things you discuss, and I hadn't sort of linked them, but they obviously are linked, is D'Anthony Melton and Grayson Allen. And they're linked in that they arrived in sort of similar fashion with
right.
different backgrounds. They one's been great in the bubble and one has not. Is there room for both to be flourishing Grizzlies into the future?
I think so, but I think it's going to raise a question for the Grizzlies this summer, because they have, if you look at the wing, they have Dylan Brooks, Kyle Anderson, and Justice Winslow all under contract, not on like huge contracts, but like, you know, real contracts. It's like $34 million among the three of them. And then Grayson Allen, they have under contract on the cheap. And so that's a pretty cheap way to round out your wing rotation, is add Grayson Allen to those other three. And are they going to have the appetite, you know, if you have $36 million into four wing players already, do you have the appetite to pay market value for D'Anthony Melton, who's going to be a restricted free agent? And I think his market value may have tamped down a little bit based on what's happened in the bubble, but I still think it's going to be, you know, probably three times what Grayson Allen is going to make next season. It's a real question to me whether the Grayson Allen emergence sort of paves the way for a D'Anthony Melton exit. I suspect not. I don't think it should, and I don't think it will. I think the Grizzlies are still going to endeavor to bring Melton back. Another thing I would say, and I sort of made this case in what I wrote, the idea that Grayson Allen's been great in the bubble and D'Anthony Melton has been terrible in the bubble is a product of shooting percentages and scoring averages. And what I land at the end of the lead of that column is, you probably wouldn't guess this, but per game or per 100 possessions, however you want to phrase it, the Grizzlies have been more than 9 points better in D'Anthony Melton's minutes than they've been in Grayson Allen's. That's despite Grayson Allen shooting better than 50% from three and D'Anthony Melton shooting like 20-something percent from the floor. The Grizzlies have still been better with Melton on the floor.
What do you make of that? How much of that is Melton? Like, how much do you put stock in? Okay, so even though Grayson Allen's hitting shots, even though D'Anthony Melton has not been, and he's been atypically bad, let's be honest, still
the last line of that section, sort of the lead item in the column, the last line I put after I made that point was, this might be statistical noise. It might also be defense. I think we still, our focus on what's good or bad in a game is so much about shooting and scoring, and so, you know, that colors our opinion of Grayson Allen in the bubble. It colors our opinion of Dylan Brooks in the bubble, in divergent ways. But, and I didn't go into this level of detail in the column, but I can tell you, like, if you look at the entire season, including the bubble, like, D'Anthony Melton has the highest steal rate on the team. Grayson Allen has the lowest. D'Anthony Melton has the highest block rate of any guard on the team. Grayson Allen has the lowest. D'Anthony Melton has the best rebounding rate of any guard on the team. Grayson Allen is the next to lowest, only above Tyus Jones. There's more to basketball than shooting the ball. And so that's what I make out of it. I make the point that Melton basically makes swing plays. He, the deflection, the steal, the defensive rebound you're not supposed to get. Not only does that end the other team's possession, it directly leads into transition offense for the Grizzlies, which is what they need to thrive. And so to me, you got to be careful just citing plus minus. You got to watch the games and figure out why it's happening and whether there's a reason it's happening. But with Melton, it is a pattern. He is like the best plus-minus guy in the regular season, and shooting 20-something percent in the bubble, he's been the best or second best plus-minus guy in the bubble. Like, to me, like, it is a pattern with him. Now, the point I would also make is that D'Anthony Melton does more things well than Grayson Allen does, but Grayson Allen is doing the one big thing that people care most about on the wing.
And this collection of wings doesn't do well, generally speaking, too,
yes,
right?
It's the thing they need the most that it's hardest for them to find. Yes, and that's why it is a very real. And if you look at these last, if you take out the first game where they sort of went in with what they thought their rotation would be, if you take out the first game, just look at the last five, Grayson Allen's playing like 10 more minutes a game than D'Anthony Melton. So he has passed him in terms of pecking order, in terms of playing time. I don't think he's a better player. But I do think he is, there's reason to believe in Grayson Allen's shooting. And if you believe in Grayson Allen's shooting, like, there's reason to believe in him as a rotation player. And so it becomes a very real question.
Particularly at his price now. Like, there's no question. Do you think, by the way, we have to be cautious as to how much significance we put in what we have seen in the bubble? Do you think the Grizzlies have come out of the bubble or will come out of the bubble? Let's just say it ended right now. Would they have come out of the bubble thinking differently about the players and the roster than they did going into the bubble?
This was going to be, like, my second topic this week. I decided, like, let's wait until all the games are over, and that'll basically be what I write about next week. But I'm interested in this idea of, do you feel better about yourself or worse about yourself for next season based upon what happened in the bubble, right? And I'm particularly interested in that question for this group of teams that are competing for the eighth spot in the West. Because it's sort of the same group of teams you're probably competing with to be a playoff team or not a playoff team next season, right? And so do the Grizzlies feel better or worse about their selves for next season? Do the Pelicans, do the Kings, do the Spurs, do the Blazers? I'm probably going to write about that next week. I think the Grizzlies would be in the mixed bag category in terms of how you feel about things going forward. I do think, like, Grayson Allen's not going to shoot 50-something percent from three, because no one does. But I am persuaded by his performance in the bubble that if you could look at it in connection with what he did as a rookie, what he did earlier this season before, there's a trajectory upward in terms of him as a shooter. And you put that with just watching him play and watching, the elevation he gets, his form on his shot. I am persuaded that Grayson Allen has a chance to become a meaningful three-point shooter. And so that is to be one of, if not the most positive takeaway from what we've seen.
It also, and I'll wait and talk about all the rest of that with you when you write it next week. But in terms of the wings generally, like right now, if you have Dylan Brooks, Kyle Anderson, D'Anthony Melton, who am I missing? Leave out Josh Jackson. We'll say he's gone, right? So we'll say...
Let's see. If you're debating whether to bring back D'Anthony Melton, I mean, the guy to Josh Jackson, right.
Justice, Dylan, Kyle, D'Anthony, and Grayson, right? Boom. That's five.
That's five.
So what you really want to do is, like, isn't Kyle Anderson, like, if you got rid of, like, are any of the other, can he be moved?
Anybody can be moved. I don't think he can be moved for value, but his contract is not some kind of albatross.
Right.
Like, his contract's not that big, and, like, he's actually, the funny thing, the best plus-minus player for the Grizzlies in the bubble, I'm pretty sure it's been Kyle Anderson. But it's another thing, because he doesn't score and shoot.
Right.
So, it's defense. To me, the Kyle Anderson thing is interesting because I think the Anthony Mountain's utility is taking a bit of a ding. To me, the fact that he shot poorly in the bubble, it's not as meaningful as the Grizzlies have sort of decided they like Kyle Anderson better as their point guard in a pinch, and they seem to be right in that assessment. And that, to me, is a more damaging sort of thing in terms of the Anthony Mountain than just he had a couple of bad games in the bubble. It's sort of that idea of, can you really play him at point guard? Kyle Anderson is a guy who ostensibly is a wing. Like, you could say he's going to be your backup small forward behind Justice Winslow if you project it out. But he's also your third point guard, and he's also your third power forward.
Yeah, he's useful. And yeah.
Yeah, and so there's that level of utility because you're always going to have injuries. And so Kyle Anderson's a guy who, in March, when Jaren Jackson and Brandon Clark both got injured, Kyle Anderson was the starting power forward on this team. Right now, with Tyus Jones injured, he's the backup point guard on this team. And so, to me, Kyle Anderson's a guy who has such broad utility that, like, that's one of the reasons why you could have all five of those wings. Because, A, there's going to be injuries, and one of those five wings will be injured, and so then you got four wings in your rotation. But what if you have injuries at point guard or power forward? Suddenly Kyle Anderson can shift all over those places, too.
If they come back with that set of wings, right, I mean, they're not getting some – I mean, Justice Winslow is the sort of mysterious addition because we haven't seen him yet. Are you content with that? If you're the Grizzlies, is there, you know, there's no.
Oh, I am content to start next season with that in the absence of a trade option to shake it up, of a good trade option. That is not my long-term plan for the Grizzlies, is that collection of wings. No, even though they're all young, like, that is not, I would not say, okay, we're done on the wing, we've got what we need. That is not at all what I would think, no.
You would be thinking, I have this group. Let's see what they do, and maybe at the trade deadline there will be an opportunity to use some of my first-round picks, who knows what, and get the star
that
we need.
Yeah, not even at the deadline. I'm looking for this summer, or not even this summer, this fall, which is now this summer. I'm looking for this offseason if I can find it. If I can't find it in this offseason, I'll go into the next season with what I got, and I'll keep my eye out between then and the trade deadline. If the Grizzlies, you know, fall out of the playoffs next season, which I think is probably likely, not a certainty, but probably likely, and you end up in the lottery, and what ends up being a good lottery, maybe that's where you find, like, your top wing. The top wing player, if you have Ja Morant's your top guard and Jaren Jackson Jr. is your top big, the top wing player on the future real contending Grizzlies team, I think, is not one of those five players. And so I'm on the lookout to find that player, but in the absence of that, I'm not going to say, well, I can't go into next season with these five, because, like, you totally can go into next season with those five.
Right. Obviously, this is all, but I mean, we're talking a lot about this now because, you know, we've seen Dillon too. Not that
right.
Well, you know, it's just we've seen how out of whack that is. In terms of all of that, well, two things. One is, like, the Grizzlies will almost certainly give their first-round pick to Boston this year. And as you point out, that is useful because if they make the playoffs, miss the playoffs next year, which they very well might, the odds are so much flatter now in the lottery that, like, you can get lucky. Like, you can end up with a top four pick next year that you're now keeping, and like, that could be a way of getting that additional wing because the odds of the lottery have flattened out so much. So that's one. In terms of, like, looking around, and I know we'll talk about this much more, but, like, who are the kinds of players you're looking at? Like, who will you say, oh, either by trade or by what? Who fits this category?
It's unclear because the guys most likely to move are not on the, at this point, not on the same age, the same timetable as John Jaren. Because guys that young are either on their rookie contracts or not even in the NBA yet, right?
Right.
So, you know, you could say, like, well, if Bradley Beal becomes available, like, yeah, you'd have to give up so much to get him, and then he's, like, 7 years older or whatever, you know? And so there's no clear, obvious target. I had, for the last year, had my eye on Malik Beasley. I wanted the Grizzlies to try to trade for him to get his restricted free agent rights. Minnesota did that. They were going to re-sign him. He averaged 20 points a game for Minnesota after they traded for him, and I think that's real. I think he might be a 20-point scorer. I would probably rather have him than Dillon Brooks, but that ship is pretty much sailed, probably. And so I don't have, you know, that's a name I've been throwing out for about a year or two, and that ship has sailed. I don't have a new name I'm going to throw out, so I don't know.
You can read Chris's piece on the Grizzlies. It is up at the Daily Memphian. I have tweeted it out, more of what we were just talking about. And other topics he addresses. Also his piece on Hot Buttered Soul, which is up at the Daily Memphian as well. We will talk to you again tomorrow. Thank you, Chris.
Thanks.
That is Chris Harrington from the Daily Memphian. going to have his own radio show. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, talk to Fishman. Russia has a vaccine. Fishman, of course, wrote about the moon race, Russia and the U.S. We won that one. Russia wins this one. You've convinced Jeffrey Russia wins this one. And we all benefit now, right? We all benefit. One small step for Russia, one giant leap for mankind. We'll talk to Fishman about the vaccine and all of that when we return. It's Jeff Cockatrice, 92.9 FM ESPN.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is always on the cutting edge. So what do you have for us now?
So I'm always thinking about ways to put the consumer first, to put the ball in your hands, because ultimately that's why I exist. Because you shop in my stores, because you love our products. So I came up with a way that you could try on engagement rings at home for free.
How is that possible?
You go to rijewelers.com/try-on-at-home. You pick 5 of your favorite rings. We send them to you, and then you try them on at home.
Howie, that's the hardest part about engagement rings. I want to show my friends, I want to show my parents, but I can't drag them all to the store.
This is one of the most special times in your life, and this is a way that you can involve everyone who you love.
And Howie, you know, a guy could pick out 5, get on one knee, and present all 5 and let her choose.
That would be a great idea. He'll definitely get a yes then.
And what if we have any questions during our process?
You're going to have a dedicated design consultant the entire time that will answer any question you have. You got to go to rijewelers.com/try-on-at-home. You're going to love this.
Oh, yeah. Blue Note Bourbon captures in a sip that foot stomp and rug cutting boogie-woogie soulfully authentic feeling that only comes alive in Memphis. If you can't go out to the juke joints, bring the good times home with you. Blue Note Bourbon Juke Joint. It's smoother than smooth.
I had cancer for the 4th time.
I have bipolar disorder.
I was hit by a car.
I have a rare disease.
I have Down syndrome.
Children's health care in the United States is severely underfunded.
We can't wait while the debate over a funding solution continues.
Kids can't wait. Give to the Children's Miracle Network Hospital's COVID-19 Impact Fund. Text CHILD to 51555. CHILD to 51555.
Stay informed on the latest news, political and election coverage, and business and financial updates with Radio.com. On your phone, smart speakers, and more. Radio.com gives you live local news, keeping you updated on the latest guidelines and reopening plans in your community. Stay up to date on what's going on around the country and the latest financial news from national news leaders like CNN, Fox News, Bloomberg, and more. Listen to the most trusted local and national news on Radio.com and the Radio.com app.
Now that we're getting back on the road, the stops we make seem more special than before. Stop to see a friend. Stop at your favorite store. Stop at the places you missed most. And to keep you going between those stops, there's Shell. Stopping to fill up with our best fuel ever. Save with the Fuel Rewards program. And to get snacks and essentials that can save you even more at the pump. That's just a few of the ways Shell helps you make the most of the stop you need to make. See full terms and conditions at fuelrewards.com.
For muscle pain, body aches, to strains, Blue Emu Maximum Arthritis. It works fast and you won't stink. Its unique formula with Emu oil penetrates deep to relieve arthritis pain, sore muscles, joints, and more.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Due to the sudden downturn of the U.S. economy, there's never been a better time to check your eligibility for the Fresh Start programs offered by the IRS to reduce or even eliminate your IRS tax problems. Call our special hotline number and find out in minutes if you qualify for these life-changing debt reduction programs green-lighted by the IRS for the summer of 2020. Business or personal, if you're in a payment plan with no end in sight, have unfiled tax returns, under audit, have a wage or bank levy, or finally, just want to know your options, call the experts at Republic Tax Relief and stop collections immediately. A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau with a 5-star rating from Yelp, this veteran-owned company has the fight you need to take on the IRS. Don't go it alone. Call their hotline number now, 800-785-7188. That's 800-785-7188. Check your eligibility for tax debt savings today. Call 800-785-7188 or go to republictaxrelief.com.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
As a kite by then. I miss the earth so much. I miss my wife. lonely out in space. On such a timeless flight,
all right, back on the Jeff Dawkins Show. Like, I mean, this song's great. It's perfect. You did a great job picking out the song, Jeffrey. But today, we got a different song to introduce, Mr. Fishman. Here he is. It's the Russian Nathan Land, ladies and gentlemen, because we have a vaccine. Today we are all Russian. The motherland. We salute the motherland. Charles Fishman is the author of One Giant Leap, The Impossible Mission that flew us to the moon. Back then, we were competing with Russia to get to the moon. Now, we are celebrating Russia's landing on a vaccine. They are literally printing little Sputnik, the word Sputnik, on the little tablets, the little vaccine, whatever they're going to be doing, the little syringes or whatever. And I'm not making that up. And Fishman joins us today for the celebration. Welcome, Comrade Charles.
I want to know where you got...
What?
I want to know where you got the information that they're going to be printing the word Sputnik on the tablet.
It was on the story I wrote. It wasn't a tablet, I guess. It's not a vaccine tablet.
Yeah, there's no,
the story you read.
The story I read. They're okay. Going to be... It was in the story, you know, the BuzzFeed story. It was like the BuzzFeed story or something. It's going to say Sputnik on it.
The authoritative.
It's just out there on social media.
Yeah, was it followed by the 10 best names for the Russian vaccine?
10 best names for the Russian vaccine. Exactly right. So Charles, when are you taking your? Let me ask you this: if the vaccine were now available on an open market, that hasn't been tested, but whatever. Like, we don't have time for that kind of nonsense. We're in a hurry for the vaccine. Would you take your kids to get? Would you yourself get vaccinated with? They're on Twitter. Some of my followers are calling a Ruski vaccine.
My God, man, you are spouting one bit of mythology after another. First of all, we're not in a hurry. You're in a hurry.
I'm in it. What do you mean we're not in a
Charles,
hurry?
Football season is
teetering on the balance today. What is this "we're not in a hurry" BS?
Jeff and I don't like football.
I mean, honestly,
we love football.
Of all the stupid things you've ever said, we're not in a hurry. What are we calling the $1 billion? We're putting the what are we calling that thing? Project Streamline? Project Hyperlink?
Project Save Football?
Project? What are we calling that thing? What are we calling a vaccine?
Yeah, the Trump vaccine project.
What do you mean we're not in a hurry? I guess we're not in a hurry if we're rooting for the vaccine. We're not in a hurry. I'm in a hurry. I mean, seriously, how can you say we're not in a hurry?
It's called Warp Speed, Operation Warp Speed.
That's it. Does that sound like hurrying to you?
Combining space.
Well, can we change it up to like Project Ludicrous Speed so we can just stick with the Spaceballs references?
Okay, so go ahead.
Exactly.
So we are in a why wouldn't we be in a hurry? Come on, Charles. Like, take that back.
We know how to prevent ourselves from getting this disease. This is not polio. There's no mystery. And you can afford to take an extra 8 weeks or 12 weeks. That's what I mean by not in a hurry. And make sure the vaccine.
Oh, that's
is
fine.
Safe
if you're saying we shouldn't cut corners, that's fine. But we are absolutely in a hurry.
Exactly.
The fact that I can stay inside and wear a mask doesn't mean I'm not in a hurry to get a vaccine. I am in a hurry to get a vaccine.
It should mean you're not in a hurry to get a vaccine that hasn't been tested.
That's true.
So Russia declared that it has a vaccine ready to go today. The total number of people who have had the vaccine appears to be, wait for it.
Putin's daughter. That's it. Just one person,
76.
His daughter.
76.
Okay, what percentage of those 76 people are alive today?
Here's all.
I bet it's 76. That's 100% effectiveness right there.
Here's what we know about the effectiveness of the vaccine based on data released by Russian pharmaceutical researchers. That's it. That's what we know. Nothing. because they haven't released
Listen,
any data.
Guys, all 45 people are still alive.
It's 45 or 75.
Well, I was making it like even if 30 died.
That's right.
You're just making a joke. Okay. In fact, here's how little we know. Vladimir Putin has at least two daughters. He may have a third one, but we're not sure. The two daughters are named Maria and Katerina. They are his daughters with his wife, Ludmila, from whom he is now divorced. And Maria is 35, and Katerina is 33. And we don't – here's one data point we don't have. We don't know which daughter got it. Although Maria is a physician.
Why does it matter which one of them got it? That this is what I mean. What do you mean it hasn't been tested? One daughter got it, one didn't. That's a control group and and the main group. You got the whole thing.
International man of mystery.
He's trading on his own family. He could. It must be safe, Gary. Charles?
Gary. Yeah, no. We know almost nothing about the effectiveness or safety of this vaccine. I'll tell you what's interesting about the vaccine when you read about it is that the Russians have developed a technique for delivering vaccines inside your body using cold viruses, at what are called adenoviruses. And it's very effective. As we know, colds spread among us, and they spread very well inside your body. And they're pretty benign, right? No one dies from getting a cold, or almost no one. So they're using the same technique, the same biochemical technique as they've used before. And we're all making fun of this. It could be.
I'm not making fun of it. My whole mood. What's the market going up?
I am.
Is the market going up? Let's see if the market likes it, Charles. Let's just check that out here real quick. Market likes it. Dow's up. Dow's up. S&P's up. Apple's down. Sorry about that. But the market likes it, Charles.
The market likes it. The market doesn't know anything about vaccines, as we've seen in the past. But it could turn out to be a smart and effective vaccine. But you don't make any judgments about any medicine based on testing it on 76 people, because 76 people, there's no way of knowing what impact it's going to have on whole subgroups of people. And so Putin really, the fact that he named it Sputnik tells you everything. Today's announcement is pure propaganda. The difference is, as we all know, Sputnik was actually a propaganda masterstroke, but it was the launch of the first spaceship ever created by human beings, launched by the Russians. It was a worldwide triumph. The New York Times used the same headline type and scale and decking for the launch of Sputnik as they used for the end of World War II. It transformed
when
the geopolitics.
Sputnik? When was it? What was the year?
It was October 4th, 1957.
And they put a satellite into space, right? Wasn't that what happened?
They put a 187-pound satellite into space. We had never launched anything. They launched the satellite on top of what was a nuclear missile. Where the actual nuclear weapon would have been was the satellite. So nuclear missiles were strong enough to get objects into orbit. And it was a triumph in about 20 different ways. Not only were they first, we had announced our first satellite, and it was going to be 24 pounds. They launched a satellite that was 187 pounds, and it emitted this really characteristic beep. If you go online and just Google Sputnik beep, I should have sent it to Jeffrey, and we could have played it. This characteristic beeping sound that you could tune into on a shortwave radio. And every radio station and every TV station in the world broadcast the Sputnik beep every 3 seconds. And it was the first computer beep people had ever heard. And the newspapers in the United States, hang on one second, I'm going to give you the beeping. Here we go. Hold on.
We got it. Listen.
There you go. You got it.
Sounds like someone's flatlining or about to. Let's hear
it
again.
Sounds like the opposite.
Sounds like opposite flatlining. Yeah.
And
this is the first beep we ever heard.
It was the first computer beep
That sounds like Sputnik. Sounds like Sputnik backing up to me.
Exactly. Maybe the Brinks truck after this vaccine works.
So what happened then? So Russia had a big lead in space. Didn't they send puppies up there too and stuff like that? Who else? What else?
A month later,
sent up there?
30 days later, they sent a dog into space, Laika, with a TV camera. We hadn't sent anything into space yet. They sent a capsule with life support systems, a TV camera, and a dog. That dog did not make it. That dog died in space. That was the plan. Ooh. And there was a lot of outrage.
Oh, the plan was they did not have a retrieval.
They didn't have any way of bringing the dog home. About a year and a half later, they sent two dogs into space at the same time, Strelka and Belka, and they brought those dogs safely home. They were the first. Again, they were still way ahead of us. They were launching creatures into space.
How about people?
And then of course they beat us there too. They sent Yuri Gagarin into space on April 12th, 1961. We did not launch Alan Shepard for another 3 weeks, and Yuri Gagarin went all the way around the world. There's a great little detail about the launch of the first human being into space. Yuri Gagarin was not well understood at the time, but he didn't land in the spaceship. The spaceship ejected him at about 40,000 feet, and he parachuted down. The spaceship landed one place, his capsule landed one place, and he landed in a potato field in Russia.
If you're landing in Russia, that seems like pretty safe odds. You know, I would have taken potato field. And given you the rest, I would have said potato field versus the field. Yeah, go ahead. Uh huh.
And the first person to see him was a woman with her granddaughter, and he was dressed in this orange spacesuit and this huge parachute. And the granddaughter, I believe, was 6 or 7. She was totally petrified. But the grandmother was able to take care of him, gave him some milk from her lunch. And then a platoon of Russian soldiers found him and shot
the grandmother and the granddaughter.
No. It was whatever Sputnik was in worldwide terms, the launch of the first human being into space and then back. And in this era.
So how did we catch up then? So when Kennedy said we're going to the moon, that's like giving a halftime speech at a football game, predicting victory. You come on, they interview on at halftime. They say, what do you feel like, coach? You're down at this point 28-0, and you say, damn it, we're going to win? Like, that's what happened, and then we came back and won?
Yes, that is the perfect comparison all the way around. That is exactly right. We were down, but in fact, one of the reasons they picked the moon, one of the reasons Kennedy and NASA picked the moon is that Kennedy said, what can we do to beat them? And the space scientists, the space officials, the NASA folks said, the only thing we can do is go to the moon. That's so hard that although they're way ahead of us, they don't really have any advantage because that's so hard that we're both so far behind, we both have to scramble. Their advantage doesn't really help them in going to the moon. And so that was one of the reasons they picked the moon. And going to the moon required incredible sophistication and precision and craftsmanship and relentless quality. If you're going to send human beings, the Russians never even sent astronauts to orbit the moon. They have never left Earth orbit. So in the end, in the long stretch, in the 8 years it took to get to the moon, we way outdistanced them. To be fair to the Russians, in the last 9 years, right up to the launch of this really impressive SpaceX spaceship from Elon Musk with two American astronauts, but for 9 years we haven't had any ability to launch into space, and we've been riding the Russian Uber in a spaceship that was designed in 1968. So they may be using the 1957 Chevy, but for them it worked. The vaccine is completely different. The vaccine is completely different.
Well, hold on. I want to ask this. I have this important question about the vaccine versus the moon. So when we get to the moon, it is an individual accomplishment to get to the moon. And yet space generally has been something that has been shared, I believe. Like, we didn't try to colonize space. We did plant our flag, but hasn't space been fundamentally shared? So the accomplishment is, from a national perspective, wonderful. But then the fruits, I presume, are largely shared. I don't really know. You can tell me this. Whereas if this vaccine works, Russia will have discovered it, Sputnik, all of that. But aren't all our little American kids going to be getting the vaccine too, ultimately, if it works? Isn't this, do we care that Russia got there first? I just care that it works, right?
I don't think we care that Russia got there first. I think the Russians care, but they didn't get there first. That's what I was going to say. Let's clarify a minute. We have two vaccines. The Moderna vaccine and the Pfizer vaccine are in 30,000 person phase 3 trials. Both of them have had already more people enrolled prior to the 30,000 trials. So the preliminary results from the phase 2 trials of those were announced and released a month ago. So there's no sense in which Russia. Here's how Russia.
They got
ahead.
That first. They said, "We're done. We're done. We're finished. We're
right.
done.
We got it. We're done." They decided.
They were losing
they were
the race, and they said, "We're done." Right. Well, right. We got it done. Exactly right. And so
if it works, and that, so there's a difference between the way they're handling the news and the publicity, and a certain amount of respect for. Still, Russian science, Russian medicine. It is possible that it will be an effective vaccine. They independently came up with an effective polio vaccine, for instance. I would be very surprised if the Russians came up with a vaccine that worked and none of the six U.S. vaccines that are pushing forward work, or the U.K. vaccine. I don't think Americans or the American government would be standing in line for a Russian vaccine. Five nations, including Saudi Arabia and the Philippines, have signed up to do clinical trials of the vaccine, the Russian vaccine. So it's going to be rolled out. Brazil wants to manufacture it. Bolsonaro, the president of Brazil, who's coronavirus crazy in an astonishing way and has had the disease, has volunteered to participate in the trial, to take the vaccine. So Putin's daughter and Brazil's president. So people are, you know, nations are lining up to be customers. Russia said they could make 500 million doses in the first year. So, you know, compared with whatever, 7.5-8 billion people, I don't think the U.S. will be lining up to take the Russian vaccine anytime soon. Maybe Donald Trump would want to take the Russian vaccine, but I don't think a lot of Americans will line up for the Russian vaccine over an American vaccine.
No, I'm USA, USA all the way for me. Charles, thank you very much for this special Tuesday edition of Fish on Friday. We appreciate it. And if you want to read the book on all of this about the race to space, it is One Giant Leap by Charles Fishman. It is about the ordinary people who got us to the moon. Thank you, Charles.
Thank you, Jeff.
Yep, appreciate it. That is Charles Fishman. We're going to take a break. Come back 1 second for the one story you've been waiting for. It's Jeff Calkins Show. We'll see if we have anything from the Big Ten yet. We'll see if we have any news trickling out from that conference room, or the Big Zoom conference room. Do we know if it's in person or Zoom?
I do not. I would presume it's in Zoom.
Anyway, we will we'll update you on that and anything else that has happened in a moment. It's Jeff Calkins Show, 92.9 FM ESPN.
I'm United States Surgeon General Jerome Adams, America's doctor. And all across our nation, we've taken steps together to slow the spread of coronavirus. Now we must continue to take personal responsibility to protect ourselves and our loved ones. Because even though not all of us risk a severe case of coronavirus, we all risk getting it and spreading it to others, maybe without even realizing that we're sick. So if we want to get back to school, back to work, back to worship, and back to overall health, there are things our country needs to do. We need to follow state and local guidelines, take extra precautions if at higher risk, wash our hands frequently, stay 6 feet from others when we can, and when we can't stay 6 feet from others, please, I'm begging you, wear a face covering. These small actions will make a big difference. So I'm asking you to say it with me, America. Coronavirus stops with me. You can learn more at coronavirus.gov.
Produced by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services at taxpayer expense.
The way Paul Cowers phrased it to me is, it's on full blown, no holds barred. And he was talking, of course, about O'Call's semi-annual sale. It'll never be better than it is right now, with savings on all spring and summer merchandise throughout the store. Women's clothing is 50 to 70% off. Men's clothing is 30 to 50% off. And there's new merchandise arriving every single day. I'd go just to check out the brand new performance knit shirts, brand new patterns, brand new styles. It's still hot out there, isn't it? Now is the time to get the performance knits you need. As for me, my eldest son Ben celebrated his 23rd birthday the other day, and I've already promised I'll take him to the semi-annual sale. His wardrobe needs some freshening up as he starts a new job after college. Plus, we'll get some new five-pocket pants by Brax and by Peter Millar. Whatever you need, there's simply no better time to stop in and see your friends at O'Call. It is their semi-annual sale, and it's no holds barred.
Guys, are you tired of being tired? Frustrated because it seems impossible to lose belly fat? If you're looking for a solution, then listen to Mark.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds. And more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic. I'll be totally honest. I tried a different product, and I wasn't happy with the different product. You guys are considerably cheaper than the other brand, and I can really feel the difference.
Andro 400 Max, the extra strength, all-natural testosterone booster. The safe, easy, and affordable way to gain energy and lose stubborn belly fat. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Feel and look like a new man. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language like French, Spanish, or Russian, but thought it would be too difficult and time-consuming? Then try Babbel. Text HELLO to 64000 and try it for free. Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you will actually use. In 15 minutes a day, you'll be on your way to speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel uses a modern conversation-based technique that makes language engaging, fun, and memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then, sentences gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations about real-life topics. Babbel is created by language experts who use the spaced repetition method to help you learn quickly and remember what you learned. With Babbel, you can speak a new language. Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel free. Just text HELLO to 64000 and start learning a new language today. That's HELLO to 64000. H-E-L-L-O to 64000.
Broadcasting live from the Triumph Bank Studios, invested in our communities, making banking easy for you. Let's talk growth. Triumph Bank. It's the Jeff Calkins Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Waiting around through ups and downs, waiting on something to happen.
That's right. And all these mommies look fly today. And all we wanna do is get by today. Hey, we're gonna have a good day. And ain't nobody gotta cry today. Cause ain't nobody gonna die today.
Alright, back on the Jeff Calkins Show. Let's get to the one story we're waiting for.
It's that time again on 92.9. Jeff and Jeffrey have kept you hanging long enough. It is, at long last, the one story you've been waiting
for. Yeah, well, it's a big day in the world of college football as the news will continue to trickle out. And we'll see what we got, Jeffrey. The Big Ten is going to be maybe deciding, maybe postponing. Who knows? Other conferences may as well. So far, the only news is that the SEC doesn't seem to want to take in additional temporary members.
Yes. So yesterday there was, you know, rumblings from Scott Frost did his best Pat Hill impression. We'll play anyone, anytime, anywhere.
Scott Frost seemed to say that he literally, if the Big Ten shuts down for the year, Nebraska wants to go and do a just, you know, on its own, a little solo break off, do a solo tour.
Correct. And then you had coaches from Ohio State saying they would join the SEC. You had a lot of tough guy talk. Greg Sankey was on the Dan Patrick Show this morning when asked about adding teams for the current year. Quote, there are probably any number of legal, contractual,
media. I could just go down the list of reasons that's not quite practical.
Who would you want to join the SEC?
I mean, in terms of excitement, yeah, of course you'd want Ohio State and Michigan. Right? Yeah.
Michigan is not Ohio State.
I mean, half of Ohio State.
Sadly, Michigan is not Ohio State.
Half of Ohio State's roster is from Florida, so you might as
they
well.
They are in a different tier, don't you think? Who's in the top tier right now in college football?
The top tier is Ohio State, Alabama, Clemson.
Clemson, is that it?
Yes.
That's in the top tier?
Yes, that's the top tier.
Ohio State. And are you sure Ohio State is in there?
Yes, I think they're in there.
Have they won? When did they last win a title?
They are the first winners of the playoff, of the college football playoff. That's their last title, so it was 2016.
Okay. You're putting them in the same tier with Alabama and Clemson?
I think Alabama and Clemson are a cut above, but in terms of when you look at it, recruiting rankings, everything, tiers. the number of players in the NFL.
You're not putting LSU in that tier right now?
No. LSU's not there.
I don't know if you know
there.
Who won the title last year.
I do. I still think that had more to do with Joe Burrow than anything.
You're not putting them in that tier yet. Okay, so who are you putting in the next tier?
That next tier is some combination of LSU, Georgia.
Oklahoma? It's got to be Oklahoma.
Yeah, Oklahoma's in there. That's kind
of... LSU, Georgia, Oklahoma?
Yeah, I think that's the next tier.
How about Wisconsin?
Florida, maybe. No, Wisconsin is the classic, I will never believe in you.
Well, yeah, but in terms of accomplishment and what they've been relevant, haven't they been?
That their accomplishment and relevance recently has more to do with being in the right division of the Big Ten.
So you think Florida's not in that tier? Florida's not in the same tier right now as LSU. I mean, you can't put them in the same tier as LSU.
Well, but they beat them last year, and then
yeah, when did they last win the SEC title?
2009.
Long time. They're not in that tier. Who do we just put in that tier? Oklahoma. LSU, Georgia.
Yeah.
Kind of, it's funny because, yeah, I think that's right. I think it's a three-team first tier.
Yeah.
A three-team second tier. And then the next tier is giant, right?
Yes, that next tier is who has the best quarterback play.
It's Florida. It's Auburn. It's Notre Dame. It's Wisconsin. It's like, right? I mean, it's just.
Yes, that's that next Texas, I guess, maybe.
Who else in Texas? Not Texas isn't in that tier yet. How about from the Pac-12? Oregon?
No, thank you.
Michigan is in that tier?
They're in that, right. They'd be at the bottom.
Did we say Auburn?
Yeah, Auburn's in that tier.
Anyone else in the SEC?
No. I don't think so. Like, I think then that next tier is like that hodgepodge of like Tennessee, USC.
Let's be honest. Tennessee is not in any tier now.
I'm curious to see what they do the next 3 years.
Tennessee might be in Memphis' tier right now, barely, if they look up. Like, no, they're not in Memphis' tier right now. Just accomplishments in the last 5 years. They're not close.
Sure.
Although right now, it's interesting. On the field, I bet Tennessee would be favored.
Yes.
But not by a lot.
No. It'd probably be.
Neutral field, it would be close.
Yeah.
Anyway, I hope you have college football. We will be watching that today. And, of course, the Memphis Grizzlies play today. Big game against the Celtics as they continue their playoff push. What else besides the broadcast of that game? We'll have that later on. Eric Hasseltine will be on the call. What else we got today?
Here's what's coming up next.
Jeff, here's what's coming up next on Jason and John. They're going to be joined by Barrett Jones of ESPN. He joins them at 12:25. NBA insider for Radio.com Sports, Ryan McDonough, will join them at 1:25. Shortened edition of the Giannotto and Jeffrey show today will be on the air from 2 to 3:30. Pre-game with Jess Benson starts at 3:30. Eric will have tip-off at 4 o'clock.
Thanks for listening, everybody. We will be back tomorrow. Celebrate the arrival of the vaccine however you wish. I recommend vodka, probably, given the circumstances.
Seems like it'll be just as effective as the vaccine.
And rejoin us tomorrow. But for now, our work is done.
The Mid-South's number one for sports. WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis. On the radio.com live and rewind anytime. Smart speakers just say, play 92.9 ESPN.
Memphis is known for its barbecue, but only one Memphis area restaurant actually serves world championship barbecue, and this is Gary Parrish reminding you that it's Memphis Barbecue Company, which has reopened at 50% capacity. They've instituted sanitation procedures greater than what the CDC and health department require, including a three-step approach to sanitizing tables so you can get back inside right now. So go order online at memphisbbqco.com.
Howie, Robert Irwin Jewelers is always on the cutting edge. So what do you have for us now?
So I'm always thinking about ways to put the consumer first, to put the ball in your hands, because ultimately that's why I exist, because you shop in my stores, because you love our products. So I came up with a way that you could try on engagement rings at home for free.
How is that possible?
You go to rijewelers.com/try-on-at-home. You pick five of your favorite rings. We send them to you, and then you try them on at home.
Howie, that's the hardest part about engagement rings. I want to show my friends, I want to show my parents, but I can't drag them all to the store.
This is one of the most special times in your life, and this is a way that you can involve everyone who you love.
And Howie, you know, a guy could pick out five, get on one knee, and present all five and let her choose.
That would be a great idea. He'll definitely get a yes then.
And what if we have any questions during our process?
You're going to have a dedicated design consultant the entire time that will answer any question you have. You got to go to rijewelers.com/try-on-at-home. You're going to love this.
92.9 FM, ESPN, and Radio.com present a new podcast, The Boardroom Out of Office, with hosts Rich Kleiman. The podcast will cover the business of sports with many special guests discussing their career trajectories and the ins and outs of the stories they've gathered along the way. Special episodes will be dedicated to the teams, athletes, and moments in sports history that...
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.